Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff, starting off a brand new week here. Mike and Kim Burge along with you to bring you a little bit of good stuff for your day and reminding you that the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is underway right now. Well, not actually the sale, but they had all of the Kentucky Derby opening weekend activities, and now they're going to be counting things down to Sunday, May 12th. That's right, Mother's Day horse racing, a full day of live horse races, free admission to all moms, and live Churchill Downs simulcast going on as well. Don't forget the May 16th Josh Turner concert, and then all the bucking horse events going on May 17th through the weekend. It's all in Mile City, Montana, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale.
Hear that? No? That's the sound of opportunity. It's like a steer in the night. It's elusive, but it's there. Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. They're the bridge between buyers and sellers, day in and day out. Want to rope in that opportunity? Visit tsln.com and get the lay of the land.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit valentine.com. That's where you can find out about the Niobrara National Scenic River, Merritt Reservoir, 300-plus motel rooms. They've got river races coming up June 1st, not that far away, and the Quiet Trail designation, as well as an International Dark Skies and home of the Nebraska Star Party, all right here in Cherry County. And you can find out at visitvalentine.com. I have something that Francie sent in a while back, and it says, we must stop this.
Okay.
Not only that, we must stop this immediately. Have you ever noticed that when you're of a certain age, everything seems uphill from where you are? Stairs are steeper, groceries are heavier, and everything is farther away. Yesterday, I walked to the corner, and I was dumbfounded to discover how long our street had become. And you know, people are less considerate now, especially those young people. They speak in whispers all the time. If you ask them to speak up, they just keep repeating themselves, endlessly mouthing the same silent message until they're red in the face. What do they think I am? A lip reader? I also think that they're much younger than I was at the same age. On the other hand, people my own age are so much older than I am. I ran into an old friend the other day, and she has aged so much that she didn't even recognize me. I got to thinking about the poor dear while I was combing my hair this morning, and in doing so, I glanced at my own reflection. Well, really now, even mirrors are not made the way they used to be. Another thing, everyone drives so fast today. You're risking life and limb if you just happen to pull into the freeway in front of them. All I can say is their brakes must wear out awfully fast. The way I see them screech and swerve in my rearview mirror, my gosh. Clothing manufacturers are less civilized these days. Why else would they suddenly start labeling a size 10 or 12 dress as a size 18 or 20? Do they think no one notices that these things are no longer fit around the waist, hips, thighs, and bosom? The people who make bathroom scales are pulling the same prank, but in reverse. Do they think I actually believe the number I see on that dial? Ha! I would never let myself weigh that much. Just who do these people think that they're fooling? I'd like to call up someone in authority to report what's going on, but the telephone company is on the conspiracy too. They've printed the phone books in such small type that no one can ever find a number in there. All I can do is pass along this warning. Maturity is under attack. Unless something drastic happens, pretty soon everyone will have to suffer these awful indignities. Please, pass this on to everyone you know as soon as possible so we can get this conspiracy stopped. P.S. I'm sending this to you in a larger font size because something has caused fonts to be smaller than they once were as well. We must stop this immediately. Thanks, Francie, for sharing that.
That is very, very cute. Hey, I've got some rules for chocolate. I won't be able to get through them all, but I thought I'd kick through a few.
Always good to talk about chocolate.
That's right. I've got 11 rules. Let's start with these. If you've got melted chocolate all over your hands, you're eating it too slowly.
Much too slowly.
Yes, and chocolate-covered raisins, cherries, orange slices, and strawberries all count as fruit. So eat as many as you want.
I like that.
I do too. Very good.
And if you like that, keep listening for the good stuff because we'll have more of those kind of things. In fact, Kim will have some more rules for eating chocolate coming up on a future edition of The Good Stuff.